So do your tefillin need to be touching your arm directly, or is it okay if there's, you know, your shirt is stuck underneath the tefillin, or, you know, you have a hat beneath your tefillin charosh? What's the halacha? So the Beis Yosef brings a very fundamental machlokas between the Rosh and the Rajba on this topic. The Rosh in Tefillin Yerches, he says that there is a concept of hefsik by Tefillin, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. And his source is the Gemara by the Big Day Kahuna, says that certain Kohanim, when they're doing their Avodah, they don't wear Tefillin Shel Yad. Why? Because they wouldn't have any place to put it, because they can't put it under the Big Day Kahuna, because the Big Day Kahuna have to touch a person's arm. And they smashma that they can't put it over the Big Day Kahuna, because that would be a hefsik. Same with the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Gemara in Zvachim says that, oh, there's a special place on the Kohanim's head for where the Tefillin Shel Rosh could fit in by the Mitznefes. The Gemara doesn't say, just put the Tefillin directly on top of the Mitznefes, implying that there is a concept of Hefsik by Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. The opposite Shita, however, is the Rajba. The Rajba says, no, there's no concept of Chatzitza by Tefillin. And he quotes the Gemara in Megillah, which says, if someone puts tefillin on a base unkli shalo, which Rashi explains is his clothes, but a person puts tefillin shel yad on top of the clothes, it is a problem, but not because of hefsik. The Gemara says the reason is because it's derech chitzonim. It's the way if people don't listen to the rabbis, because they think that they're showing off their tefillin, it's above their beged, but little do they know that the pasuk says that ra'os al yadcha is it has to be an os for you, but not for the rest of the world. In other words, your tefillin shel yad should be covered. Therefore, you should put it under the beged, not on top of the beged. But says the Rajba, you see from here that there is no concept of hefsik by tefillin shel rosh for sure, and even tefillin shel yad, there's no real hefsik. In other words, according to the Rajba, if you put your tefillin on top of your shirt, and as long as it's covered by a jacket, that would be fine as well, because this way no one else could see it. That's the whole point. But there is no concept of putting the tefillin directly on your arm. How do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch and Chav Zayin Daud paskins like the Rosh, that there is a concept of hefsik, bein tefillin shel yad, bein tefillin shel rosh. There's always, you would have to put the tefillin directly on your arm, directly on your head. The problem is that the very next halach of Shulchan Aruch in Chav Zayin Hey seems to say that if a person's got some head ailment that he can't put the tefillin directly on his head, it's okay to put it on top of a hat. Okay, in other words, there's no problem of hefsik because we rely on the Rajba b'di'evid. Now, the Shulchan Aruch happens to point out you should cover up the tefillin with a cloth so that no one, you know, learns the wrong halacha from you, but clearly we rely on this Rajba b'di'evid, at least for the tefillin shel rosh, that it's okay if there's a hefsik between your head and the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Os Yud Zayin and Yud Ches brings down, well, what about a tefillin shel yad? Do we have the same concept that if a person's got an arm, something wrong with his arm, he can't put his tefillin directly on his arm, is he allowed to put the tefillin on top of a beged or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, it's fine, he could put it on top of a bandage. And that's no problem as long as the tefillin is covered, because we do paskin like the Rajba b'di'evid. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings something very strange. He brings the Chai Adam and the Artzus Achayim, who say, well, that's fine if the tefillin is on top of a bandage, and on top of the tefillin obviously is covered with a cloth, but you can't put the tefillin on top of a beged. A beged is different. But there is no explanation why a beged would be different. And in fact, if you look at the Chai Adam inside, he himself doesn't bring a reason either. Comes along the Minchas Yitzchak and Beis Memvav and says, well, the reason is that even though the Rajba says there's no problem about putting the tefillin on top of clothes or on top of a hefsik in between, you know, between your arm and the tefillin, there's no problem about that, but you're still not allowed to put it on a beged. There's something uniquely wrong about a beged, because when you put it on the beged, it's not considered al yad. It's not considered on the hand. And even if there's no problem of chatzitza, you still need the tefillin to be on your hand. And therefore, putting it on a bandage, a very thin bandage, would be okay, but to put it on your on a clothes would be a problem. Similarly, the Evan Yisrael Reb Fisher says the same thing, that it's your clothes are not buttled to your hand, and you need to make sure that the tefillin is on your hand. Similarly, the Mishnah Halachas and Gimel says also, you need to be able to feel the tefillin. You need to make sure that even if there's no hefsik, that the tefillin you can feel the tefillin from your arm. Therefore, all these poskim say, it's okay to put tefillin on top of, like a bandage on your arm, but not on top of clothes itself. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to argue with this whole din, that we don't paskim like this Rajba at all. Really, the Halacha is like the Rosh, that you can't have a hefsik at all with your tefillin.